For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. Missouri lawmakers are trying to resolve differences in legislation to revise the law on student transfers from failing school districts. House and Senate negotiators met today to seek a compromise between proposals approved by the two chambers. Missouri's 1993 law requires unaccredited school districts to pay tuition and transportation for students who transfer to better schools nearby. Some students transferred this year out of the Normandy and Riverview Gardens districts in suburban St. Louis. Differences between the two bills include the amount of tuition that unaccredited districts must pay to the receiving schools. The payments have put a strain on the Normandy district, and lawmakers voted in April to make $2 million available to the district through June 30th. Columbia officials are continuing to seek public comment about the future of the city's infrastructure. The Downtown Columbia Leadership Council hosted two public town hall forums over the weekend. At these forums, the committee presented its goals and visions for various parts of Columbia's infrastructure, followed by a question and answer session with Columbia residents. Deputy City Manager Tony St. Romain says the meetings were an important step to regaining trust among residents.
I think we have a great community here in Columbia, Missouri. We have a very engaged community, and, you know, oftentimes we have diverging points of view, and so we have to come together as a community to try to build that consensus.
A final copy of the report will be finished in the fall of this year. Missouri's solar energy industry is rallying to resurrect a popular rebate program created by a 2008 renewable energy ballot initiative that was curtailed when the state's largest utility said it had to cease participation to avoid rate increases capped by the voter-approved law. The Missouri Solar Energy Industries Association says its members will have to lay off thousands of workers if state lawmakers or the Missouri Public Service Commission don't make further fixes to an incentive program that provided customers who installed solar rooftop panels up to $50,000 in rebates. The Missouri Conservation Department is hosting public meetings about the state's deer population this summer. Michelle Skaliski reports.
When the Conservation Department was started in 1936, there were only a few thousand deer in Missouri. The 1980s and 90s saw a rapid growth in the state's deer population, and regulations were set to try to stabilize that growth. Jason Sumner is a resource scientist with the Conservation Department, says the regulations have reduced deer numbers in many places, and it's time now to assess the situation. That's where the meetings come in.
We're going to the public to get some feedback on what we think they desire from the deer population based on, you know, survey data and other comments that we've heard, and ensure that we're headed in the right direction.
The department wants the public to share opinions on what Missouri's deer population should look like and what combination of hunting seasons, bag limits, and hunting methods should be in place to achieve those goals. Sumner says free-range white-tailed deer are important to Missouri's economy. According to a release from the Conservation Department, the animals support 12,000 jobs and generate more than $1 billion in economic activity annually in the state. I'm Michelle Skaliski.
Missouri House and Senate members have begun negotiations on a bill to lessen the burden of the state student transfer law on unaccredited school districts. One issue asks whether a school should lose accreditation when it does not have representation on the State Board of Education. Senator Kiki Curls wants to bar that from happening, while House Member Rick Stream wants the governor to be notified 30 days in advance if a school not on the state board is about to lose accreditation. What we're trying to do was to make sure that the governor made appointments, basically kind of force his hand on this, he said. But I don't see in the language how that forces his hand. If you notify him that there's a vacancy, which he already knows, and then he makes a decision, that still gives him the flexibility to either make an appointment then or not make an appointment then, he continued. Senate bill sponsor David Pierce says they hope to have all differences resolved by Tuesday night. Columbia officials continue to seek public comment about the city's infrastructure. The Downtown Columbia Leadership Council hosted two public town hall forums over the weekend. The committee presented its goals and visions for various parts of Columbia's infrastructure, followed by a question and answer session with residents. Deputy City Manager Tony St. Romain said the meetings were an important step to regaining trust among residents.
I think we have a great community here in Columbia, Missouri. We have a very engaged community, and, you know, oftentimes we have diverging points of view, and so we have to come together as a community to try to build that consensus.
A final copy of the report will be finished in the fall of this year. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump.